WPHM. You're listening to Paul Miller on News Talk and Sports, 1380 WPHM.
There's so much opportunity here right now.
The American dream is what has been giving them hope and optimism.
Detroit will be the greatest urban turnaround in American history.
From the trailer to American Dream Detroit, a film featuring Michael Bolton. When I saw that Michael Bolton was making this film, I thought, well, I didn't know that Michael Bolton was from Detroit. Well, it turns out he's not from Detroit, but was inspired by this film. And he joins us on the line right now. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
What was it about Detroit that struck you and made you want to participate in this film?
Oh, a combination of things. The first was that I was interested in, you know, my tribute album to Hitsville, and they told us we could come to the museum and bring our cameras, and they would give us some interviews and walk us through what took place where Motown was born. And at the same time, I knew a lot of other artists from Detroit that I loved that we wanted to celebrate, and they happened to be people like Aretha Franklin, who talks about her childhood with glowing eyes and talks about how she and Smokey Robinson played in the sandbox together. They go back that far and they're that close. And then I got to meet so many great people. And you know all the people that I'm going to point to who were great to walk us through the history, the present, and what's the hopeful future of Detroit. Spent a lot of time with Mitch Albom. I interviewed Mayor Dugan, interviewed Bill Ford, Aretha, John Varvatos, who came back and opened a beautiful store there. Francis Ford Coppola, I never thought, ever in my life, thought about his middle name being Ford.
Yeah.
I got attached to the people. And this is something that I try to explain to people when I'm touring the world. They say, so what country is your favorite country? And I say, you know what? Wherever the people really respond and make me feel at home, make me feel comfortable, that's where I love to play. There's some beautiful venues.
Yeah.
And buildings, but we're out on stage for 2 hours. You need to connect with an audience. It's the same thing in your personal life. And what I was doing was covering the comeback and the investment that was being made. You know, no doubt, Dan Gilbert's investment and his people committed to building and rebuilding. And you've got the Illich family. There's a great story of people from Macedonia who came over. Father wanted to play Major League Baseball, got injured, opened a pizza place called Little Caesar's Pizza and bought the Tigers and bought the Red Wings. But what's exciting to me is that he's about to build 50, the family's about to build 50 cities, 50 city blocks,
yeah,
of residential, retail, places to play, places to eat, places to live. And after I had already covered a lot of different areas, that was so exciting to hear. It's a great comeback story. I've seen the coverage of the most negative things that you could possibly cover in Detroit. And I do not know why they have to lean it that way when they cover Detroit. Because if you meet the people and you spend time with them, you're rooting for them. You're rooting for Detroit. And the Detroiters we interviewed and we met and spent time with have a love of Detroit and have a commitment to the comeback. You need the big movers. You need the power.
It's a film that certainly shines a positive light on Detroit. These are stories that we know very well here, but we wonder sometimes, does the rest of the world know what's going on in Detroit? And what a great way to highlight that. I'm wondering what kind of response you're getting from people outside of Detroit as you tell them the Detroit story.
Well, the good news is people who are wondering about it or are not aware at all about all the great stuff that's going on in Detroit, they're going to know about it. And the people outside, 5.5 years ago, people were saying to me, why are you going to Detroit? I don't understand. What's in Detroit? And some people were saying, well, I hear it's not so great to go to Detroit. 5 years later, when I talk about the film, people say, oh, you know what? I hear there's a big party. downtown doesn't look anything like it looked. Like 5 years later, that response to the question, have you seen Detroit? Or when I tell people I'm going there, they've heard about a lot of great things happening, but they're about to hear a lot more. And I want to make this as successful as possible, which means a tremendous amount of dissemination of the good news and expose people to the heart and soul of Detroit, which are the individuals that make up Detroit, make it all worth fighting for.
This has all the love and affection that you would expect from somebody who's a native Detroiter, which you're not. I think that's what really impresses a lot of people from here when they see this film. They say, wow, I didn't know Michael Bolton was from Detroit. He's not from Detroit, but you certainly fell in love with this city.
I did, and I made a lot of fast friends who have become really close friends. But, you know, people didn't know, we didn't know Alice Cooper was from Detroit, didn't know Francis Ford Coppola was from Detroit. We heard so many stories, but what also would happen was everywhere I would travel, and particularly in North America, I would be talking about the film, and they would say, I'm from Detroit. I mean, it's not 6 degrees of separation. It's like 2 degrees. It's like almost everyone we're working with has someone in the office who is from either Detroit or right outside of Detroit.
Yeah, it's
and
weird.
They start beaming. They're excited to know that there's all this focus on what's great about Detroit, and this comeback has happened.
I can't wait to see the film next Tuesday. Fathom Events will be screening this at theaters nationwide. Michael, you made a beautiful film. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. Take care. Bye now.